This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The story's up on InfoWars.com. MSNBC says white men with guns, bigger threat than radical Islam. White men. Just incredible race baiting. Jesse Ventura is with us. You can, of course, go to Aura TV and find his Off the Grid show. Very popular. Be sure to spread the word about that. It's also on RT. And we're taking phone calls right now. And Jesse, you've also updated your book. Tell folks about that, your latest book.
Well, we did updated American Conspiracies, where we added four new conspiracies to it, Alex. It seems that every year you'll get a new one these days because the government will do something or something will rise up that you realize is a major cover-up. And, you know, we did a thing on POWs, which was close to me because you're led to believe when you join the military that and you're told that if you ever get captured, our government will do anything and everything to get you returned home. Well, it's simply not true. If you become a political liability, kiss your butt goodbye. They could care less about you.
Well, look at Pat Tillman. He didn't go along with the narrative that killed him dead in a hammer. Joe in Connecticut, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
Hi, Governor. This is Joe from Connecticut. I don't know if this has been asked of you, but I want to ask you, if Donald Trump gets the nomination, which I believe he's going to, and I sure hope he is, would you consider being his running mate? Because I think the two of you would be a fantastic combination for this country.
Joe, thank you. Your radio's on. I'm going to let you go. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, first of all, remember, this is the Republican Party. Jesse Ventura is hardly a Republican. They know me. I'm like Che Guevara to them. I'm the revolutionary. I'm the independent. I belong to neither party.
So you don't think that bird will fly?
I said it jokingly. I told Roger Stone, I said, if Donald truly wants to tick off the Republicans, he should pick me as his running mate, the ultimate independent, to bring that independent vote along. It would be a smart move on Trump's part to do that. But I doubt it would ever happen. And besides, I still have to make the decision on whether I make a libertarian move the end of May.
And that was my next question. Look, I'm not normally for third party runs. If you're going to try to choose somebody from one of the two parties. And normally, I mean, I didn't support McCain or Obama because of that. I see your view about them being two gangs. But Trump clearly is trying to take over the Republican Party. If they steal the delegates in a broker convention, which Jeb Bush says they're planning to do, Jeb's got 5% of the vote, but he gets the nomination, you've got to have Trump go. The only place you get ballot access would be with the Libertarians. And so if you take that slot, then he can't take it. But his ace in the hole is leaving and taking over the Libertarian nomination.
Yeah, but the problem is, Alex, the Libertarians nominate the end of May. The Republicans won't even decide till July.
No, I understand that.
Trump will stay with the Republicans till it's too late. And then he can't come back to the Libertarians. He's got to ride the horse to the convention, doesn't he?
Yes, and that's the problem.
And that's the problem. Once he goes to the convention, if they steal it from him, he has nowhere to go because the Libertarians will have already nominated in May.
Are you concerned that they may be planning, like they've done before, to try to steal the nomination from him?
I don't know. I'm always concerned about that. You know, I don't trust either one of these two political parties. To me, they're a gang of thieves because they operate under the concept of bribery. All they do is their job is to go out and take bribes and pass it on, and you bribe them and you get what you want. And the people of America, hell, we're third or fourth on their list, you know. Number one is their parties. Number two is the corporations that finance them and the big money. We might be third. We might even be as low as fourth.
Well, folks,
their personal gain would be third. What can I achieve? What level can I help myself out personally instead of being in public service? So we, the people of America, probably align ourselves up as the fourth choice with these two political parties.
That's right. Well, folks, you can find Aura TV and Off the Grid. Jesse Ventura. Governor, I don't want to say I'm glad you didn't go to Mexico this Christmas, but I'm glad you're here so you can come on the show. Look forward to speaking to you more as the campaign unfolds, and who knows, maybe see you throw your hat in the ring.
Well, I'm not throwing it out yet. I'm sitting back in the weeds and watching, Alex, and I want to see what comes through the wash. I got to see the Pikers get out. Oh, one last funny thing.
Hold on, you got to stay there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That he's been hanging around with us. He's about to leave. And I know we got loaded phone lines, but I need to get into some more world news. I need to get into some really important news with the economy, some really important news when it comes to geoengineering. In fact, Jesse Ventura wanted to tell one more funny Chris Christie story, but it's so intriguing, you know, all the inside baseball and things that the governor knows with the people he sees all over the country. But I look forward to having him back sometime just to tell some of his more interesting stories. Not just from Hollywood, but politics, and as a governor, as a mayor, you name it. A lot of the stories I know, but I'm not allowed to tell them because I was there, and it's all private. And I get holding your cards close to the vest, but, man, I wish people knew about Homeland Security and the TV show and the rest of it. I think people don't get how much trouble you've got to go through to get on the air and talk about these topics. And one of those, Governor, and then we'll get into your Chris Christie story, I'm glad that you were able to stay longer. I'm going to cover this at the bottom of the hour, folks. Smithsonian came out Saturday, the Associated Press on Sunday, and a whole bunch of other articles admitting that, the jet exhaust is darkening the atmosphere and is toxic, and they don't know what's happening, even though we have thousands of documents admitting it's part of a program since the 90s, where, of course, the pilots don't know, but it's added to the jet fuel. Then there's spray planes as well. You exposed that yet again, the first time on national television, and got made fun of, got ridiculed. I have friends who like the show and believe in conspiracies, but they think this is kooky, even though it's admitted. So what do you make of that announcement? Here's the Smithsonian.com. Airplane contrails may be creating accidental geoengineering. Well, nothing accidental about it, Jesse.
Well, there probably is nothing accidental about anything. The story I'll tell is this. They have McDonald's over in Moscow, and Putin is so opposed to the GMOs, they won't allow them in Moscow. Genetic modified food. And so the McDonald's there has to use all Russian ingredients. And people told me, now I didn't try it, but people told me McDonald's hamburgers in Moscow are way better than the hamburgers in the United States.
Oh, yeah. They have standards. In fact, there's been articles on this, Governor. You can look it up. So what you're telling us is just proven by other food critics in Japan. In Russia and other countries, they have rules that you've got to use domestic food as part of the franchise. And you can get a McDonald's burger like they had 35 years ago that is actually good. The fried chicken doesn't have all the GMO, all the chemicals, all the antibiotics. Absolutely. It's well known that the food's better over there because they won't allow additives. In fact, did you hear Putin came out and said he wants to make Russia the first world exporter of organic food?
No, I didn't, but it doesn't surprise me. After hearing him speak that night, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Let me finish with this, Alex. You know, Chris Christie seems to be this major hawk. He wants to blow everybody out of the air and do all that. Chris Christie couldn't even serve in the military, Alex. When you go into boot camp, they require that you at least have to be able to do one sit-up and one push-up.
You're kidding. He couldn't do one push-up or one sit-up.
You think he could?
No, I bet he couldn't.
That's what I mean. Here's a guy telling all the kids to go to war, and he and his whole life could never even make it into the military because he's so out of shape.
What is it about neocons, hawks, that the ones that shoot their mouths off about bloody noses and kill the Russians are the ones that never served? I mean, I was never in the military, but I studied enough history to know that you just don't nonchalantly start wars. But even in the past, people that were warrior presidents or kings weren't respected for shooting their mouths off about we're going to crush the enemy because that was seen as bad luck. I mean, as a Navy SEAL, I mean, I know a lot of Special Forces guys. They'll never brag about how tough they are. They'll never brag about killing people. I mean, isn't that looked down upon by real warriors?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's a little different today because today they seem to like to come home and write books about it. But in my day, you didn't discuss that. We used to operate under the simple premise it's the Las Vegas thing. What happens on deployment stays on deployment.
Well,
it's that simple.
You're absolutely right.
My father
right.
had 6 bronze battle stars in World War II. I didn't even know it till he died, and I read it on his DD-214, his discharge papers.
Yeah, my dad's dad was in the Army Air Corps as a pilot, and he always said, I got heat stroke, hurt my eyes not wearing sunglasses, only flew a few missions, and then when he died, they got into all his stuff, and he'd done his missions, and then, after you did your Catch-22, then, he was put into just Army management and stuff in the invasion of Italy, but he never told the family any of it. No one ever knew any of it.
No, that's the way it was done. That was, my father, interesting for me, I came out of the 50s and my mother did all the driving. And I could never figure out why, because this was the Leave It to Beaver era. Dads drove, moms didn't. In my family, my mom drove. So I asked my dad one day, I said, Dad, how come you don't drive? And he told me, he said, I don't trust myself. And I thought, that's legitimate. If you don't trust yourself, you shouldn't drive. Well, when my dad passed away, my mom told me the real reason, post-traumatic stress. He was in the 699th anti-tank division under Patton, and apparently he drove these anti-tank things over so many dead bodies that he could never get behind the wheel of a car again.
Yeah, I always tried to get these
to work. My dad walked to work every morning, 2 miles. Walked to work, never drove a car.
And people like Chris Christie thinks war is sexy.
Yeah, they think that's our whole culture today, Alex. We're making war look like it's a wonderful thing. It is not wonderful, people. It's man at his lowest level. It's the worst man can possibly be, is war. And yet we're turning in. I mean, I get embarrassed when I watch these ads on TV with Arnold in the war game. Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, I don't follow him. Tell me about it.
No, it's on. He's doing some sort of war video game now that are also popular, and they got him dressed up in a uniform. And with the way he talks, it sounds and looks like the Nazis.
I tell you,
you know, and it's all glorified. You look at all these games they put out to the kids. It all glorifies war as some wonderful, wonderful thing. And the final thing, and I'll stop bitching. When I'm so anti now, when I learned that our Department of Defense was paying professional sports to honor the veterans, that was the last straw for me, Alex. I will not go live to another pro sports event in my life, I don't believe.
Well, I'm looking at this video of Schwarzenegger taking over an Army war room, and it is totally Nazi. All the iconography, the way he's operating, the way he's saying how great war is. And our public thinks war now is a video game.
Arnold, I'm not mad at him, but that's the culture of America today.
Well, Arnold has become a caricature of a caricature, and I tell you, with all these chicken hawks and people out there pushing war, it is certainly a scary thing. And I don't think you're bitching. I think you're bringing up concerns that most Americans and others really, really have. Jesse Ventura, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure, and maybe we'll do it again before I head south.
Please, please come back on, and
All right.
Thanks for the time. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes. Now, I talked to Ventura during a break, and I said, are you serious about building a wall now and bringing our military home? And he goes, no, I'm not joking. Because I said, look, I don't want to get into the immigration thing with you again. Whole crew heard it, and I'm not saying something out of school. He said he'd say it again on air, but we forgot to get into it again. Because I was talking to him during a break like 30 minutes ago. I said, hey, repeat everything you just said on air. And he goes, okay, I will. And then we never got to it. But I was like, listen, I don't want to get into the immigration fight. Because on your side, they say we all want to throw women and children out and we're not loving. And on our side, we're saying we just can't pay for everything free. But the Democrats advertise a bunch of anti-gunners to come in. Because that's what's happening. I mean, they brag it's game over. So he's like, no, I'm being serious. I'm saying, with all the security stuff and the rest of it, I'd rather not be an empire. Bring back the military, put it on our border, stop all immigration. Actually sounds pretty good for a while, doesn't it? I mean, would you end all this garbage? Do you think countries would really attack us? We've got submarines and nukes and all this stuff. If we just left the world alone? Nobody messes with Switzerland. They don't even have nuclear weapons. They're neutral. Oh, the jihadis will attack us because criminal federal elements are funding the jihadis and letting them come in to attack us because they've suspended common sense and logic to where when we get attacked, the politicians who brought them in don't get in trouble. And then they get to take our freedoms, have $100 billion surveillance budgets every year. $100 billion is spent on these intelligence agencies and surveillance every year. $100 billion.
Game over, man. It's game over.
And the special interests want to suck this country dry. When the country collapses down the road, it'll be done slowly probably, but as it collapses, it's by design. They're going to the world government model now. They don't want any country that's sovereign, any country that's strong. We got a bunch of calls that wanted to talk to Ventura. I got to a lot of them, but I'll just take your calls. You can voice your opinion or make your statement about what Ventura had to say in the next segment or so. Then I've got to get to geoengineering at the start of the next segment because I've mentioned it a bunch. I've talked about it some, but I want to kind of focus on it and go into depth on it. Then I'll get into China surpasses Mexico in sending immigrants to California. See, so now when I'm against more than 10,000 women a week arriving to have their babies for free and be put on welfare, that's not fair. I'm anti-Chinese now. I'm not even going to play the race card here. It doesn't matter. I'm not even going to say I'm not against Asians. No, I'm against being ripped off My sister is South Korean adopted. That's how racist I am. But see, that's how they end debate on every... you don't want to give Mexicans everything free or against Mexicans? Oh, you don't give Chinese everything free? I don't want to give anybody free. Bring them here and they're turned into Democrat moron socialist bots running around, you know, complaining all day. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of corporate welfare. And I'm sick of the wars. And I'm sick of banker bailouts. I'm sick of derivatives. I'm sick of forced inoculations. I'm sick of it all.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
You want to talk about getting a brainstorm? I was talking to Rob New. We were up here working last night after the show.
Of everything.
because we're so obsessed with the New World Order. I mean, how could you not be? This thing openly says it's going to set up a planetary government, incrementally cut off resources, set up a technological system where it's impossible for humans to be self-sufficient, and then use that to incrementally play human groups off against each other until they get us into compact reservations and then wipe us out. It's the equivalent of aliens landing on the planet and carrying this out. I mean, it's not aliens, but it might as well be. It's so epic. And I said, listen, I know we got big files in here, but just print me the latest geoengineering admissions and this new climate treaty and the rest of it. And I'm going to cover it tomorrow. And then during the show, I've been looking at these stacks of news, which are tiny compared to all the patents and all the admissions. I mean, we've done this before. And I was here looking at it. And it's like my heart dropped. Like, you know, that feeling of just falling out of your body. It's beyond going over a bump in the road and you feel your stomach. It's like your heart does that. You just come to grips with something so big, so cold, so admitted, and you know it's real, and you know it's true. I'm going to cover this now and then go to your calls. That way I'm not hurrying with the calls. And I just looked at each article, and you could just see the rollout. You could see the plan. The plan's admitted. You read the article. Some of them knew. It's exactly what you knew would be in the article. Because the articles are all the same. It's all these writers from the U.S., England, Russia, Germany, Europe, all saying the exact same thing. It's all meant to slowly roll it out. They go, oh, we might start geoengineering. Here's how we do it. Oh, it's just what the planes already do. How magic. Oh, we happen to have patents. Oh, we happen to already be testing that. That's in the news. Now, the BBC says, oh, the chemicals we spray are going to give you Alzheimer's and kill you, but it's for a greater good. And you just read that. You go, man, do the writers of this following orders even know what they're taking part in? I'm going to say this. Most adults that are 40 years old or so, I believe most of you will watch your children die. Because I've studied in the rat studies and others, they've sprayed aluminum on them. They've done everything. They've already tested it on rodents. Because their life cycle's quicker. They can get them deeper. And I know exactly what's in store for us. In fact, I made projections in my mind years ago on this, went and checked the research that I knew was already out there, and my analysis was dead on. That's what I do. I thin slice intelligence, is what they call it. I have actually a sickening gift for it. It's torture. Because everything I look at, I basically understand it. I know it. And I can't handle it. It's really hard. It's really hard to look at this stuff. Because I've already looked at it all, and it makes me sick when I look at it again. Because I can't get the word out to people. I can't stop these people. You got to be strong, folks, and take action yourselves. I mean, I read them rolling out the geoengineering, the spraying us with radioactive isotopes, barium, aluminum dioxide, radium. And every time I turn on the History Channel or Discovery Channel or something, they're like going, we could spray the skies to protect the Earth. We could. And I already know they got a Nobel Prize for it in the early 90s. They were testing it since the 60s. They went global in the 90s. They're killing us. They're killing the insects. I mean, we're being murdered. And I've got friends that do TV shows about it and make fun of me. And once they've said that it isn't real and isn't happening, they're never going to go back and say it isn't happening. Because they go and they show kooks that think every airplane spraying something, or they think an ice cream, you know. Sure, there's an extreme that, you know, thinks stuff's going on that isn't. But why wouldn't there be a whacked out extreme when crazy stuff's going on? When the system's crazy and evil, what do you think the people are going to be like? They're going to be all different flavors of nuts. But here's the BBC. Geoengineering climate fixes could harm billions. And the article admits that what they spray in their proposed climate fixes, which is exactly what we catch them spraying, gee, they tell you it's coming when it's already here. They tell you they're going to bring in 10,000 Syrians when there's already 2 million here. That's right, 2 million in the last 5 years. And then it's kind of actually slowed down, only 200-something thousand in the last year or so. But here it is. Geoengineering climate fixes could harm billions. Now we're going to come back. That's BBC. Folks may have heard of that. With them announcing, oh, we're going to do it. Oh, guess what was in the climate agreement? that's, quote, non-binding from Paris, but still they just do it. Guess what's in it? Oh, legalizing weather warfare. They repealed the 1978 UN Act. Get ready, folks. They're coming after everybody.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
They are about to intensify spray.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's going to be bad.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I don't believe in God.
Talk to him every day.
Every day.
And that's why the globalists hate it.
What do you mean I don't support your system?
Support what I have to.
Support what I have to. What do you mean I can't get to work on time? Got nothing better to do. What do you think I'm broke?
If there's a new way.
There's a new way.
Well, the cheer in Bernie Sanders.
Well, I'll be the first in line.
All right, I'm going to get into the geoengineering here and then your phone calls and the other news that I haven't hit yet. I want to get Dave Mustaine back on the show. You know, I could, but all hell broke loose last time he was on. Same thing with everybody else that's famous that comes on the show. People call up and threaten them and then try to take things away from them. That's the real intimidation that goes on within the system. MSNBC's Brzezinski, white men with guns, greater threat than ISIS. That's a great headline. Actually, that is exactly what's happening. Paul Watson wrote a story. MSNBC host responds to criticism of radical Islam by blaming white men with guns. Two different articles up on Infowars.com. DrudgeReport.com is linked to one of our stories where the radical Islamicists are saying video after video, we're coming to get your women, we're coming to take over your culture, we're coming to spread Islam, you will submit, basically. I'm going to get back into the geoengineering here in a moment, and I'm going to do a produce report in the new year, but now's the time. I'd do it now. I'd do it today, but this is kind of a dead zone media-wise in the year when the reports we put out don't have as big an effect. You can decide to share our reports even more and get more aggressive, and that won't be the case. But for media in general, this is a sluggish time. It's such a big deal to have Seymour Hersh come out and say, okay, I've talked to top generals. They're actually feeding Assad info to stop Obama and the neocons from putting al-Qaeda in charge. I mean, I knew a lot of that was going on, but whoa, that's big. I will do a special report on that after the show today for the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. And then to have this geoengineering come out in a whole bunch of articles, kind of like you wake up and there's 30, 40 different journalists, syndicated columnists, Rachel Maddow alone, 300 plus, was pushing 400 articles attacking me last week. It was one story she wrote, but it was in hundreds of major newspapers. It was in the local paper. People that I knew came up to me about it. They said, you didn't say there's, again, big giant wasp under the UN building. I mean, they know, but people that don't actually believe I'm a raving loon. And then, again, this weekend, there's suddenly articles everywhere. Hey, geoengineering's going on with the jet trails. Did you know? Oh, it's an accident. But, oh, they just signed a treaty last week legalizing it. Oh, that's why we just now told you about it. And then, oh, yeah, they kind of knew before. And are putting it in the fuel. Yeah, it's a little toxic to people, but it's for the earth. That's what I'm reading here. I mean, it's just like, the way they play the public, and now I'm going to have people at grocery stores and stuff because I'm, you know, make fun of me. Oh, are the jets spraying me? Are the black helicopters coming to get me? That's what I always hear. Or are the aliens going to get me? Or the black helicopters? Or the wasp people? You know, the few folks. I'll be in a restaurant. Somebody will walk over and knock my glass over and go, "Shame on you, racist!" Or are the aliens going to get me? Ah, ha, 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 you know, something like that. I just laugh back at him. And now I have to hear him going, of course there's some geoengineering, kook. You're not one of the people that Revolutionary exposed it all. You're a kook because it's true. You get a black eye because you were right. You're even funnier. And I don't get mad at those people because they're making fun of me. I get mad at the globalists that they programmed them and jacked their brain so hard that subconsciously they're terrified of the truth. And so they've got this emotional salve, this emotional cream, where they say everything's okay and that I'm a kook, I'm a liar, you're a kook, you're a liar, so everything's okay. Oh, Donald Trump, you're the reason there's ISIS. Oh, really? I thought Hillary funded them and helped them rise. That's what Trump said back. And then she just shakes, devastated. I control reality. I'm history's actor. I say what is reality. Because I look like a drugged out dying witch or something. Let's all bow down to this blob that they shove at us. This gibbering, arrogant blob that talks to us like we're elementary students. Hello, children. Today in first grade class, we're going to practice how to line up to go to the bathroom. That's what NPR sounds like. For a bunch of pseudo-foppish intellectuals to listen to and to think about how intellectual they are. They're about as intellectual as a dead dog in the street. With its eyes rotted out with fire ants crawling all over it. bunch of fake, cowardly people who wish they were dead already. Well, here's the deal. I'm not dead. My family's not dead. And we're not rolling over. So you may get the majority of people drooling, not knowing what planet they're on. I'm not it. And my listeners aren't it. And we see you and we know who you are, filth. Briefly, before I get back into the beginning, as we told you, was coming. Oh, we just legalized spraying you. Oh, it might be a little poisonous. Oh, accidentally we were doing it. Sci-fi channels on tonight. There's some science fiction movies we can go watch. They're so exciting. We can watch recycled R2-D2 for the 50 millionth time. Oh, how show graphics of foreign planets. But forget huge programs with them spraying you and your family to slowly kill you. It's no big deal. It's fine. In fact, I shouldn't even be upset about it. I apologize. Actually, I feel like a coward and a piece of filth that I still do enjoy my life, and I still go out and have fun knowing all this. I look at all the zombies and feel sorry for them. But then I realize I'm not meant to fight a total takeover like this. Humans are meant to fight pretty much a frontal assault. And so I've learned to how to not go crazy and just understand it's all part of a larger plan in God's view, and then I can just try to turn it off now and still be a person knowing all this. So I know why the average person doesn't want to believe any of this or doesn't want to check what I'm saying and doesn't want to go look into it, because then you'd have to actually do something about it when you found out it was true. And people don't like to feel small. And it makes you kind of feel small when you learn that you're living in a science fiction attempt to bring us into an end of days dystopia that could only come out of the mind of the devil. I get it. You want to go to your church and hear that you're all fine, about to get raptured and feel good about yourselves and feel secure, you know, you're kind of scared deep down, but you want to get close to God, and maybe that God will protect you. God isn't going to protect anybody who doesn't put their skin on the line. God isn't going to give you providence, isn't going to give you any of the gifts you've got to use if you don't put your butt on that line. And that's the way the universe works, and I feel sorry for you people. I want you to break your conditioning, and I want you to get involved, and I want you to understand what's happening. And I'm not talking to our amazing audience that's awake and on fire. I'm talking to the new listeners that tune in by the tens of thousands every few minutes to this broadcast. I know with the liberals and the trendies and the hipsters that my show is very popular as a form of entertainment. Oh, it'll be very entertaining till you get diagnosed with cancer at 30. It's going to be real entertaining when your girlfriend gets that tetanus shot and dies a day later and the hospital says no connection. It's going to be real funny when you have a little kid and they're 3 years old and get cancer, and then you go research the cancer numbers and find out they're over 10,000% up since 1950 in children. It's going to get real funny, isn't it? Because it's not funny. It's real. Briefly, we found this operation with high-quality products that won't protect you from a lot of what's going on. That just might make you feel a little bit better, be a little bit healthier on your bounce to the bottom under globalist annihilation. But everything we put out is bona fide to knock your socks off. That's the only thing I'd promote. Let's put this under your tongue. I just like to mix up like my own little Coca-Cola, basically. A couple squirts of Supermel Vitality. I forgot to take this yesterday. I'm going to take a little bit more today. I could tell I was dragging a little bit today. I forgot to take my Brain Force because I ran out of the bottle at the house. So I forgot to take that this morning. So I put some Supermel in there. I put some Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine in there. I have been taking this judiciously. And some other stuff. But I'm putting some Deep Cleanse in here. Why not? I got some other stuff. Just mix it all in there together. And then I'm going to slurp this baby back, and that's what I do. And if you get Supermel and if you get X2 and you take it for a month, if you don't feel big effects, I'll eat my hat. There's a reason with the herb Nazis, and I mean that in a nice way, like the soup Nazis, and with the big third-party sites, we're 4.8 stars and nobody else has got that. It's because we know, A, we're going to be under attack. B, we're going to be under super scrutiny. C, we want to promote really good products that are high quality because folks will like them and want to buy them again. A, B, or C, none of them are number one. It's just these are in order here. And these are game changers. I mean, they really are. You take X2 for about 2-3 weeks, though, and you've been toxic, you will probably feel like crap for a week, the third or fourth week. And then after people go through that, then it feels like you were carrying one of your kids on your shoulders up a hill. When you take them off, you feel like you're flying. That's kind of what happens. I mean, I've always been a maniac. I've always been crazed. I've always been aggressive. I've always been bouncing off the walls. This stuff made me feel like I was 20 years old again. And it's all available, still discounted. The free shipping ends tomorrow. It will end. They just haven't taken it down yet. But the specials are going to go now to the end of the year. And we do have some new products coming in a few weeks with the new year. But InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, see the nightly news, all my films, so much more. 20 people can use each membership. I mean, you just cannot beat a subscription deal like this. This just helps us pay for the bandwidth and some of the crew and some of the cameras. It's one of the ways we fund the operation. And as more of you sign up, notice the price goes down. I mean, we could hit some singularity where, you know, there's like a penny to sign up if we got enough people on there. I just want to pay for everything. So 6 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. That deal's only running for a couple more weeks. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. Take it to the same place. It takes 1 minute to sign up. PayPal, credit cards, debit cards. You can also call if you're online but don't want to use a credit card. We can generate you a username username and code right here. So you can also call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right. Let me just finish up briefly with chemtrails, and then I'm going to go to Joshua, who points out Hillary has killed journalists. Oh, yeah, a lot of Arkansas side? My God, that is funny. Putin kills journalists. That's a funny one. I mean, he may have. Putin doesn't need to kill journalists, just like the Clintons don't need to. Things just happen to people. And, yeah, when Putin was fighting the Rothschilds, it's come out in court and kicking their people out. Some of them did fall down. And I'm not endorsing all of that, but you can't prove Putin did it. With Hillary, it was people like Vince Foster and newspaper people in Arkansas and the persecution of the press. I mean, it's come out in their own Clinton papers, their persecution of the press. But I digress. I'll just have to do a special report on this. I've already pretty much covered it. They're just rolling it out now. They're making it public. That, oh my goodness, jet fuel happens to create nuclei in the atmosphere at all these different altitudes and is causing these artificial cloud banks that are shielding light that's coming in and bouncing it back into space. Is it helping global warming or hurting? Well, most studies say it actually shoots through the ultraviolet, then it doesn't bounce back up and it actually is heating the Earth. So they're trying to stop an ice age, knowing it'll kind of overheat us a little bit. Then they go, oh my God, look, we're hot. Let, you know, pay us money. Now they're talking about geoengineering taxes to save the Earth. They admit the Earth is 20 to 30% darker depending on which time of year you measure it, and that's because of geoengineering. And the BBC, again, asked the question we've always said. It's going on. It's secret. Boy, shouldn't it be public if it's so loving? And they just say, oh, no, none of that exists. Geoengineering climate fixes could harm billions. Billions. And then they go through, oh, all these metals that they're calling for spraying, aluminum dioxide, barium salts, all those other things, it could hurt humans. And this is all, and they also talk about weather patterns changing could kill us. Well, yeah, it is weather weapons. And then how do you counter when I'm exposing weather weapons and the declassified patents and the father of weather weapons coming on my show, he's all over CNN and Fox News the next week? They just go, oh, Alex says Obama sent that tornado to Oklahoma City. Never said it. Like I told the lady, I didn't think that was what happened. But that's how they invert truth. In fact, I have another article right here. It's out of the Daily Beast today. Conspiracy theorists terrorize our town. InfoWars, worst humans invade Texas. We invaded Texas because I live here. Plus, we weren't there. Every word is a lie. InfoWars wasn't there. We're not the worst humans ever. We didn't invade Texas. They teach them in these disinfo schools how to just create a tissue of hate and disdain, a 10 minutes of hate. Every word is a lie about with how they set it next to it. Conspiracy theorists. So first they say these people you don't listen to, they ask questions, they're heretics. So conspiracy theorists terrorized our town. So then I terrorized the town that, well, the county named after Colonel Travis, who my family raised his son. and my family was involved on both sides founding Texas. See, I've now invaded Texas. I'm now hurting it. I'm a carpetbagger. Just everything they say, pure deception. Let's continue. I'm just reading one of the paragraphs here. Conspiracy theorists terrorized our town. InfoWars. Worst humans invade Texas to stage a mass shooting. We counter-protested. Oh, outnumbering them 20-1. Oh, see, I had a protest I wasn't at. I didn't put on, wasn't there. Doesn't matter. They defeated me 20-1, like I'm a pinata. They still don't believe Sandy Hook ever happened. So then they add that little in. Now, we're saying there's discrepancies. The official story doesn't fit. The mock mass shooters who tried to terrorize the University of Texas at Austin were no ordinary Second Amendment advocates, it turns out. They were far-right conspiracy theorists who believed that other mass shootings, most notoriously Sandy Hook shooting, were hoaxes perpetrated by paid crisis actors. Now, why is this out this week? Because they wrote 1,000-plus articles last week saying that I attack the families of Sandy Hook people when I don't do that. More straw men. So this is just all part of the directive that goes out. They took to the streets last Saturday to terrorize our community, I'm reading, into believing that by showing the gruesome violence of the staged mass shooting, replete with fake blood and all, citizens somehow should be armed with assault rifles. And then it just goes on. Where's Alex? Where is he? Where is he? Where am I? And it goes, it all started on Facebook. Just nothing. I mean, we had a story talking about the demonstration coming up. That's it. So this is how they do it. They have other people go out, and then they misrepresent what we actually did. Stay with us.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
All right, I want to go to some phone calls here, and I'll get more into geoengineering tomorrow. As I said, I covered it some, but I'm going to really just do a whole hour, I think, on it. The point is they're rolling it out. They're going public. They're going, oh, we are doing it. It's for your own good. Yeah, it's a little poisonous, but it's for the earth. And it'll kill the trees and the insects and everything, but it's all right. We care about you. But we are going to ban your fireplaces. It's bad for the earth. We're going to spray radiation particles on you. I actually have those articles here. But they are taking the gloves off now. They're not going to counter what we say or what we do. They're going to lie about us. And Donald Trump gets that. They do that to him. When they try to, they've gone to Trump in news conferences and brought us up, you know, why do you go on Alex Jones? You know, he says all this. He goes, well, I haven't seen him say that. You say that. See, these are known liars. Don't believe a word they say is the point. They are just gutless criminals who won't have jobs soon anyways. Their whole system's dying. This is their death rattle. Jakari Jackson's coming up the fourth hour today. The Daily Beast blames InfoWars for UT's mock mass shooting. He's going to cover that more. A woman in Vegas mows down dozens of pedestrians with her car. He has the answer, running over 37 people and killing some people. Banned cars? Actually, it is. They're going to call for robot cars. See, watch out. Lindsey Graham drops out of the presidential race and more, and he'll get to some of the calls I'm not able to cover. Let's talk to Joshua in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I have more of a comment, really, than anything. And the comment that I wanted to make was Hillary Clinton really should be careful throwing stones in glass houses. I mean, look at Vince Foster, Britt Hume's son. I mean, and not to mention, I'm sure Biggs hasn't.
But she's stunning and brave, and she was like Brian Williams in combat.
No, she's a fraud and a liar, and is what she is, and she belongs in prison.
Buddy, that's hate speech, according to Facebook. You just said something bad about a woman, boy.
Oh, well, then I guess they're just going to have to report me and censor me. Oh, oops, they already do that. But anyway,
no, but great point. I mean, how many dead journalists behind the Clintons? I mean, this is a murder crew.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them. But that was just the point that I wanted to make, Alex.
God bless you. Really good points, my friend. Let's talk to Trucker in Massachusetts. Then we'll go to John in Texas. Trucker.
Hey, Alex. Peace sells. I'm buying. I've got a bunch under my tree, and I hope you do too, my friend.
You talking about boom booms?
No, I'm talking about that next debt that you're playing before, peace sells and who's buying, and I am buying.
Well, that's awesome. Absolutely. Well, I remember listening to Megadeth in junior high, that very song. So what's on your mind, brother?
All right, listen. I have been a registered independent since Ross Perot, and I have always worn that with pride, but there have been times like when I was living in Florida where I could not vote in the Republican primary because I was an independent. So I am putting it out there and trying to urge all independents and libertarians who want to get against the establishment to change their party affiliation to Republican, at least through the primaries and caucuses, so
absolutely
that we can vote and really stack the deck against the
exactly,
globalists.
Because the globalists have their full defense to block a Tea Party Patriot takeover of the Republican Party. That's their weakest point, so we should obviously attack there. I mean, this is a war, and we should, everybody, Democrats, you name it. If you're sick of this stuff, folks, you need to get in there and vote for Rand Paul, Donald Trump, you name it. Anybody better than the mob boss Hillary Clinton. I mean, really, Democrats, are you really going to vote for somebody for the gimmick she's a woman when she wants World War III with Russia? I mean, this has got to stop.
Well, I'm telling you, when you have these polls where Trump is up by 27 points or whatever with registered Republicans, imagine if the registered independents and libertarians and Democrats switch over to Republicans.
Exactly. But imagine him in a debate. He will eat her alive. He will chew her up. It will be all she needs is bravado. That stand before me. I'm a pot-bellied witch. I can hardly talk and hardly stand. And everyone just falls down. Oh, you're a woman. Oh, you're so powerful. Oh, you brag about killing people you didn't physically kill. What a witch. Oh, you're so tough. I mean, he would just get in there and just annihilate her. Just, it would just be like King Kong attacking a legless pig or something. All right. God bless you. We'll be back with the fourth hour with Jakari Jackson. But I'm going to take a few more calls. InfoWars.com/show.
Visit GCNY.com today.